Thank you, Chair. I exercise my right to reply with regard to the statement made earlier by the representative of Turkey. As every year this season, Turkey has again put today two so-called NGOs to speak on Greece in order to divert attention from the tens of NGOs that yesterday and today took the floor denouncing the serious human rights violations that Turkey is committing for decades, both home and abroad. We really lost count on the number of times that Turkey was asked to refrain from invading again northeast Syria and from committing human rights atrocities against the Kurdish indigenous populations and other local communities, including avoiding demographic engineering. But once again, this is a failed effort. Greek minority policies will continue to be implemented to the benefit of the Muslim minority in Thrace. Religious leaders will continue to be selected through an open and all-inclusive process. The civil society in the region will continue to thrive with tens of minority associations being registered over the last 10 years. As regards the 2008 European Court of Human Rights rulings on the freedom of association, Greece has adopted relevant legislation allowing for the re-examination of the case of minority unions by the Greek courts, and an overall assessment of the implementation of this law can only be made after the completion of the ongoing judicial procedures. A final point to make. One century ago, the Muslim minority in the Greek region of Thrace number about 120,000 members. Today, their numbers remain pretty much unchanged. One century ago, the Greek minority in Turkey equaled numbered 120,000 members. Today, there are a few thousand. And I want to ask the representative of Turkey, what happened to them? Where have they gone? Why did they leave the Turkish paradise of human rights? Thank you, Mr. Chair.